Books on Tape presents Death by Hollywood by Stephen Boschko. Read by Charles Collenberg. Chapter 1. There used to be a writer by the name of Merle Miller who wrote that people in Hollywood are always touching you, not because they like you, but because they want to see how soft you are before they eat you alive. He was right. It's a tough town and a tough business, and if you don't watch your step, either one will kill you. Which I guess is what this story is actually about. By way of formal introduction, my name is Eddie Jelko, and I'm an agent. I represent screenwriters, primarily, and a few important directors. I used to represent actors when I first started in the business almost 20 years ago, but it didn't take me long to figure out that actors are crazy. They tend to be paranoid, narcissistic, and in general oblivious to the needs and feelings of others. The good news is, they can also be charming, seductive, charismatic, and in the case of the very few, so genuinely gifted that simply being in their presence is a privilege. That said, celebrity for the ego-challenged can be as destructive as heroin. A little is too much, as they say, and too much is never enough. In my naivete, I thought writers and directors would be different. Fat chance. They're just as loony. In fact, the entertainment industry as a whole is one giant dysfunctional family. Everyone's terrified of their own failure or of everyone else's success. And as a general rule, you can assume that everyone lies about everything. Have you ever looked at an actor's resume? At the bottom, under special skills, speaks three languages, black belt.